Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome to the No Disqualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Laszlo.
Oh, you hear that?
Guess who's back?
Y'all heard that?
Back again.
It's Laszlo.
He's back.
It's Laszlo. And we are on the 2002 grind, as we have been. This is the February 28th edition of Monday Night Raw. Unfortunately...
Where's Tay?
Tay, he's not with us. He's working right now.
The fuck is Tay?
he's not with us right now. He's working. But
he's still with us. It's not like
he's not dead.
Oh, thank God.
He's just working.
That would suck, bro.
Yeah, I agree it would. So let's hop in on it. So just to open the show, Stone Cold comes out.
He says what? A bunch of times.
Yeah, he's pissed off. He's angry because he got screwed last night.
His hearing isn't that good.
Right.
I mean, who's that?
What?
Come on, Texas Rattlesnake. What are you doing?
What?
Stone Cold Stunner. Come on.
It's a very... Attitude Era, like nostalgic type of vibe that they got going on because Kurt Angle comes out. Well, let me actually Stone Cold in reference to the NWO calls him three pieces of trash. Sorry, little bastards.
You're right. you sounded just like him, Adrian.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's the bronchitis.
Yeah, and the COVID
and the HPV.
HIV.
Huh?
Nothing.
NWO arrives, they walk out, they leave. Where you going? I ain't done with you yet. Stone Cold says, I'm going to sit in this ring, I'm going to drink a beer. What? Another beer?
What?
What? Three more beers?
What?
He sits there.
Some whiskey. What?
He refuses to leave.
A bloody man.
Until finally Kurt Angle comes out, and he has cops with him. And as JR says over and over again, off-duty police officers. Or, as their shirts say, security
guards.
So, yeah. I mean, come on now.
They're still officers of the law, but I mean...
You can only play with my mental so much before I think you're stupid.
That's right.
Austin's just throwing beers at Kurt Angle. And Kurt Angle, he's like, hey, man, if you hit one of these officers, you're going to jail. Stone Cold's just sitting there, like he's not saying anything, and Angle gets in the ring and just flips him off. So he just flips off Angle right away.
Yeah, Stone Cold flips off Kurt Angle,
yeah.
And deservedly so.
Oh yeah, Angle's talking about how he is the only person that's really deserving to be in the Undisputed Championship match. Austin springs on him and starts hitting him, and then you see a security guard come at Austin, and Austin just backhands him.
Whacks him.
And so Austin's handcuffed or whatever, and he's smiling, laughing, hit me, hit me. Just being, you know, Austin. So he gets arrested, and Razor Ramon, Scott Hall doing his, hey, yo.
His surfer thing.
Yeah, he's just standing by the police car. They're all standing by him laughing at Austin. And Austin's like, hey, no, sir. Like laughing, hitting his head against the police car. I thought it was a very Attitude Era-esque moment, but...
It was enjoyable.
We don't rate promos, but it was a good part of the show.
If I did rate a promo, I'd have given it a 3.5, three bells out of five, but I didn't rate it, so... Because it wasn't bad, wasn't good. And that's disgusting. You're drinking a soda. How old is that? He just picked this soda up off the floor. Why did you do...
Oh, well, actually, to date this episode of the podcast, I got this tonight when I was watching Spider-Man No Way Home.
No spoilers,
in your local theater, December 16th. This is not sponsored by Spider-Man, believe it or not.
Just write us a check. We'll keep it going, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Tom Holland, write us a check. I mean, you're not, like, in charge of, like...
anything.
The industry, you're just an actor.
And so you don't even get to pick your lines. You write what people write down for you. You say what people write down
for you. It would literally be like if it was Mission Impossible, and I was like, This is sponsored by Mission Impossible. By the way, Tom Cruise, or hey, Ghost of Philip Seymour Hoffman, write me a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just actors. they're just pawns in the game of life.
Well, they were just actors. Philip
Seymour Hoffman. Well, yeah, because he
offed himself with the heroin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It sucks. He was a great actor. It's beat that happened. Anyway, yeah, wow.
It went the way of the Demi Lovato.
But her mullet was nowhere near as sweet as Eddie Guerrero's.
Oh, no.
No way.
No, it's more Joe Dirt-like.
Definitely. Joe Dirt-like. That's what drugs do to you, boys and girls. Because I've seen pictures of Demi Lovato, but like when she was already 18, but it was a couple years ago, she was banging. Bite your knuckle kind of like, look at this.
But now she does heroin.
And she did heroin, and now she's like, she has a head shaped like mine, and I have a disgusting head. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like, it's round and big.
Someone said, what was the word they used for her?
Bulbous?
No. It's like a three-letter, it's like a four-letter word. It's like goomp, or goomer, or something like that. There's a face of like, when she was like, had her hair like, shaved bald, and it's like, she's smiling, and like, you only can see like two of her teeth, and she's like, either way, disgusting.
Womp womp.
I don't know how we got to that.
Me either.
Drugs, yeah.
Right.
So, next match, we got the Hardy Boys.
This is the first match.
Versus Christian and Lance Storm. Of course, you have Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy,
and Lita with her flan shelf.
Amy. That's how they say it. That's how they talk like this. If you ever heard a promo from them, it's very like...
The Hardys?
Spicoli.
But
North Carolina Spicoli.
More like Spicoli, y'all.
Not much of that. Not hard of a twang, but okay. Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Jeff Selling.
I'm from New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff Selling from last night. Matt hits a swing neck breaker. He tags in Jeff. They do poetry in motion.
Which is whack. It's a whack move. I would get on my hands and knees and let my brother do a handspring off the small of my back. What if he slips and his finger gives me an oil check? That's what we're hoping to see, but that's not what happened. This is a stupid move.
You know he didn't handspring off his back, right? Foot stepped off his back.
So he's waiting for a foot up his butt. Oh, man. That's even worse, bro. Imagine a foot in your butt. Literally.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be bad, but it'd be good, like, you know, leverage for pushing off.
Oh, if it's Billy and Cuck, then yeah.
Just catch your big toe in there and you're boing. But no, it's a stupid move. It's a dumb move. It's like... It's the equivalent of, like, if you like hip-hop, it's the, and you like dance, you like the dancing, it's like the equivalent to the kid and play dance, where we jump and we kick each other's foot and we dance around, and it's stupid.
It's really stupid dance.
I always thought that was whack, and anyway, but that poetry, that's a dumb move. I really, as much as I love the Hardys, and those guys do...
But bro, it's like poetry in motion, man.
I understand.
Open your imagination.
Free your mind and your ass will follow. It says that on the back of my t-shirt. Not even kidding.
Well, I was just telling you what Jeff Hardy tells people.
Jeff Hardy.
Open your imagination.
What would have happened to a guy like that if not for pro wrestling? I mean, seriously.
Dead.
Yeah. Or like I don't know. What,
or maybe he wouldn't be doing drugs because he wouldn't be putting such a toll on his body.
Yeah, and it's...
He'd probably been like a farm hand, something like that. A
truck driver or something. Like, and to be clear, if Jeff Hardy of what was it, 2002, came and knocked on the door and I opened it and he was like, I heard you were talking about me. I'd have been like, no, sir, no. Yeah, well, yes, I was. I can't lie about it.
I don't think the Hardys can fight.
You don't think so? I think
Matt could fight. I don't think Jeff could fight. I think Jeff is like one of those stringy guys that just you'd drag around a parking lot.
Well, I don't look like much. I could fight.
Yeah, but you don't look like Matt. You don't look like Jeff Hardy. Matt has a little bit of meat to him.
Does look like he has an attitude.
He looks like he's had to put a few fights in. He looks like Jeff talks, and then Matt has to go over there and choke some guy out. Him.
Yeah,
I feel like Jeff would be the type that'd be like, "Hey, bro, like you're not opening your imagination enough."
And get slapped.
And then you slap him.
Yeah.
And then he's the type of guy you put his head in the car door and shut a few times until he stops breathing.
Starts twitching, and like has a stroke.
You just step on his face until he dies. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of those guys.
I do understand. I understand.
Or you can just shoot him like 145 times. You know what I'm saying? That's an option too. Yeah. So there's a misdiving crossbody to the outside by Jeff. A reverse DET to Matt for two. Christian throws a tantrum.
Which I'm told was a gimmick.
Yeah, so...
Because he was a fucking crybaby. And I'm told he was a big crybaby. And, like, this was...
This was like, oh, we're gonna make him a crybaby then. you're gonna cry like a bitch?
Every time someone kicks out, when it should have been a three count, and it's only two, you're gonna flop around like a dead fish.
Christian,
or dying.
You wanna cry like a bitch? Well, I'm gonna make you my bitch. Your name is now Vince's bitch.
Christian.
Chris. You're bitch-chin now. Bitch. Matter of fact, you have a whiny bitch face.
Facts. Facts.
You know what I'm gonna do, Christian? I'm gonna cover your face with a blue dot, you bitch.
That's literally what you wanted to do, isn't it, Mr. Vince McMahon?
I'm gonna put a blue dot on your bitch face. Bitch. Oh, wrestling, man. It's such a journey.
It is. And sweet Shawn Michaels. Where was Shawn Michaels for all this, you know? It's just...
Dude, it's fucking Christian's over here. I'm sorry, I've been whining, boss. Just let me get some more. I just want a few more wins, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, well, you're a bitch. You know, I can't even. Oh, sometimes you get Vince mode. That's not so heartbreak kid what he thinks, because I. Sean?
That's the production value you get at the No Disqualifications podcast, motherfucker.
Bitch.
Should we swear or not? I don't know.
Everything's gone too far at this point.
It's a gray area now. I mean,
we've been calling Taz a little Guido bitch for the past month and a half. So, I mean, we are where we are now.
Man, I like Taz. We have similar accents. But he's a chubby little, chunky little Guido bastard.
He's a bitch. He's a son of a bitch.
What is LGBT?
Linda's a bitch.
What does LGBT stand for?
Little Guido bitch Taz.
Where's Tay?
Little Guido bitch Taz. Lita Rana, and then we get the Twist of Fate.
The Lita Rana looked great on Lance. Lance sold it, even though Lance could, like, if he resisted, she would have stopped swinging midair and he could
have
just.
Wouldn't
like,
it have been amazing if he would have caught her midair and just powerbombed the shit out of her on the ground?
Yes.
No, I mean, like, if, you know, of course, wrestling is.
Predetermined,
and of course, you're not actually trying to hurt the person you're wrestling with. But I just, in my mind, there are moments where I'm like, what if he just went Bradshaw and just stiffed somebody and just catches her for powerbomb and just drops her on her back as hard as he can?
He could have.
He could kill her, really.
What was she weigh, like 125, 130?
Depends on if Edge is in her or not.
Right.
So, right. Twist of Fate, Swanton busy for the three. I give it a three.
I also gave that a three, and it was a great curtain jerker. I'll be honest, it was an awesome curtain jerker. But it got a 3 out of 5 for me.
Next, Ric Flair announces Triple H and Kurt Angle will have a rematch tonight to see who is going to WrestleMania to challenge Christopher Jericho. After that, we have Mr. Perfect, his drunk, bumbling mess of himself.
Yeah, dude. Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
Damn.
By the way, death count right now. Him.
Really?
Yeah, he's the only person who's dead.
Damn, man.
That it happens, you know.
With the drugs and the drinking and the women and the prostitution and the pain pills and the whores and the whores, the pain pills.
Bitches.
Yeah, dude. He was Mr. Perfect. He was a great wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. He was amazing.
When we were doing when we were back in the 91, 90, 89.
I didn't know what a huge part of the WWEF he was.
Yeah. And that's what you get with us, with this journey of the chronology. Of course, you know, we went from 91, we jumped back into 2001. but you get a perspective.
We're like the Tarantino flicks of wrestling podcasts.
We don't have to do it chronologically.
No, we could just tell you.
You're getting your fix.
When we want to tell you the story, that's when we throw in a little story.
You just tell us. This is the multiverse right here. We rock with the multiverse.
Yes. Skirt, skirt.
And the multiverse is just, it's tripping balls right now, man.
Word.
It's on the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Bing bong, you know?
Yeah. Bug your life.
Yes.
Bing bong.
Hey, yo. Take me out to dinner.
Joe Byron. Take me out to dinner.
What a mess that is. That whole thing that we're talking, referring to now from the TikTok. With the bing bong.
Such a
mess. It's such a mess. They're like, we're out here on Coney Island with this dickhead. And it's like, they say that, yo. It's like,
hey, Grande, coming out of Coney Island, take a trip with a cyclone, baby.
The cyclone, that's a famous roller coaster. And I don't know if you knew that or not.
I thought he was referring to his penis. Miss Perfect is Kane. Kane.
Because he has a corkscrew penis. Why would he call his penis the cyclone?
I don't know. You spin on it?
Right. Jesus, Mary.
Kane immediately overpowers Mr. Perfect. Clothesline, chokeslam, game, set, match. It's a squash.
It was a squash match.
Gave it a one.
And it was, like, man, you gave it a one.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a two just because there's a few matches that will get ones for me. This one, like, I have to be objective. If I didn't know either of the two guys, I would have been like, wow, that was whack. That's a two. And that's what I gave it. But, like, to see where Mr. Perfect was, where Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect was, and see what, like, where, like, he's like, oh, he's resisting the what is it? What's
choke that? Slam.
The choke slam. Well, no, he wasn't resisting. He was just screwed up on drugs and forgot what was coming next.
Yeah.
So he forgot to sell at first, and then he went and sold. It was embarrassing, dude. Two out of two bells.
Next, we have The Rock comes out to challenge Hogan. Well, first, the Hogan's coming out, and he's like, dude, brother, he's just talking about how great he is. You know.
Oh, brother.
Come out there. Talking about how great he is. The Rock comes out.
You smell.
Challenges him to a match at WrestleMania 18.
Yeah.
Hogan says, what makes you think, dude, brother,
dude,
that you're on my level? That you're worthy.
Look, The Rock is a superstar.
And then The Rock puts his hand in his face.
He gets doesn't talk to the hand, and like, yo, it's like closes a quarter inch. It's like a quarter inch from
close it. He says, hey, shut the hell up.
And he goes, guess what?
Yes or no,
brother.
Hogan says yes. Rock bottom, NWO comes out. They demolish him.
That's right, and they put him in the
ambulance. NWO chains the ambulance up, hits it with an 18-wheeler. And that is rig. Like, that is a down point for the rest of the night. I feel like the Raw did not really recover after that.
You're right. And like the, even the announcers, when Booker T and
Godfather, and the Godfather, just talking about The Rock.
They were just talking about The Rock the whole time. And like, what happened? Look, dude, The Rock is a huge superstar.
Yes.
He would, he would cause a traffic jam in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh.
If he, am I right or am I wrong?
No, yeah, I'm agreeing like, with you. Like, there would, well, I said, oh, I mean, yes.
I understand. Chill. Chill.
Sorry.
Put your sword away. Excalibur. That was a doubt. Like, look, I'm a fan. I am a fan of Booker T, I guess. But, like, The Godfather sucks.
Are we going to slide into that match right now?
What are we talking? No, we don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
No, it's the next match. Hey, I consent. Godfather.
I don't want consent. I want cooperation.
I like that.
Bong.
Godfather stretches King in the beginning with some power here. But the hoes on the outside, Godfather's hoes, are just talking about The Rock.
Yeah. And there was one, you remember Jason's girlfriend, Amber?
Yeah.
She looked like Amber, bro, with the fake boobies and everything.
Hey, who knows?
It may have been.
It may have been.
Well, she was like 14 when this happened, but like still.
Who knows?
Who knows?
May have been.
You never know.
Never know, man.
Jeez. We don't consent. We don't approve of.
No, I consent.
We don't approve of pedophilia. Anyway.
Oh, no. I wasn't, consenting to pedophilia.
Okay.
That's not my job.
Whose job is it?
Let me look at the card here.
Was there a job to consent to?
Pat Patterson's not on the card, so no, I guess no one's consenting to benefit.
Who's Pat Patterson?
Is Zinger! Oh, he's a gay guy from Montreal. He used to bang the ring boys. Sick freak.
Damn.
Hoser distracted. Spinning back kick to Godfather for the win. One.
What did I give this one? Yo, I gave it a two. Because I gotta stop. I gotta start to not do this anymore. But I'm a Booker T fan. Not a fan of Godfather. So it was refreshing to see Booker T.
It was
T
a get, bit of a push and tug.
Yeah, and to see Booker T spinning back roundhouse the Godfather into oblivion, and then you know cover him and get a three count was satisfying enough for me to give it a two. I gave it two bells out of five. What you gonna do?
When we come for you. Next up, we have Rob Van Dam against Oh My Durango, Oh My 95. Never gonna stop, yeah. Never gonna stop. Edge versus William Regal and Goldust.
A weird set of people to be in the ring together at once, I think. But, like, at that point, you know, they're like, yeah, just run with it. It's wrestling.
So, you've hopped in a little bit late in February here.
Yeah.
It has been nothing. Taking a test of this, they had nothing but these four. Been wrestling.
Really?
Not in tag matches. Just a mixture of matches between these four.
But I could watch RVD wrestle
every night.
For the
past 2 months.
I could watch RVD go every night, bro. He's the man.
Good teamwork by the faces to open up. Goldust hits an ass tackle.
The butt bump. Seriously.
Things tend to break down a little bit. And Regal taps to Edge's, I think it's education is what he calls it.
Okay.
He has a move called the education, the education, Edge-O-Matic.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, well, I guess what.
There's some other ones too.
That's the character.
Oh, the winning edge.
Is there the cutting edge? Does he have the cutting edge in there?
He has a talk show called The Cutting Edge.
Edge does?
Yeah.
God. Okay, well, fine. That's fine.
Any other edge puns you want to throw at me? I can let you know if he has a good move.
Did he play guitar for you too?
No, but I'm assuming you're talking about The Edge?
From you too. Well, like, you know, there was a...
He's always edging because he's Edge.
A Stallone movie.
He calls his fans edgeheads.
Do his fans call themselves edgeheads? I guess. Yeah. I guess so. All right. Whatever. No, it's look, he is a talent.
He made Matt Hardy a cuckold.
In real life?
Yeah.
Holy smoke. All right. Props. And Matt Hardy's the one who can fight.
Yeah. Dude. Obviously, he couldn't fight.
Not Edge, at least. And, like, I think Edge speared... Edge speared someone off the top of two ladders...
Jeff Hardy.
He speared Jeff Hardy off.
Jeffro Nero Hardy.
That was... Look, he's a legend. Fine. Edge.
I give this match three, man.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, my God. I gave it a three also. Because, I mean, if anything but the athleticism of our RVD... I mean, dude, these guys are athletes. You know what I mean? It's like just like your glands are pulsing. Your teeth are aching in the back there. It's because you just got slammed by RVD.
Maybe I need to get my tonsils removed.
Tonsillitis is a bad one. It'll do you wrong, son.
Yeah, it's doing me wrong right now. Doing me real wrong.
I believe you.
Real freaking dirty wrong. Now we get to our main event. Kurt Angle. Triple H.
Yes.
Who's going to WrestleMania?
Well, we know.
Oh, yeah, now we do. Kurt works the midsection with a few belly-to-bellies. There's a top rope electric chair by Triple H. This is the paint by the numbers Triple H and Kurt Angle type of match you're going to get and you're going to expect here. A little bit of cheating by Kurt Angle. Divulges into a pedigree from Triple H for the win. And I give it a three.
I gave this three also. This was the best. This was the... Oh, no. Oops. I gave it a four. That's my fault. I gave it a four. This was the match of the night. Clearly. Obviously. And with Jericho sitting there... By the way, this was 2002. I've never seen Chris Jericho, who didn't wrestle tonight. I had never seen him in better shape. The dude looked like... He looked like, if I may say so, if I were a woman or a homosexual... that I'd make him my boyfriend.
Really?
I would definitely. He looked fantastic, in perfect shape. He was sitting there playing the heel.
Would you let him deflower you?
Did I? Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Props to me for being deflowered by the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho. And my sugar walls of Jericho, if you know what I mean.
Drink it in, man. Drink it in.
Hell yeah. But that, a lot of athleticism. And I've Triple H has had a couple bad matches. Some questionable jokes, eating bananas while taunting Booker T. That was...
Yeah, he also had sex with a dead body. Yeah, he's done some stuff.
But how many hour-long matches does this cat have?
A lot.
Right? I mean, like, and this guy, like, the fact that he can still walk through the airport without security and still walk. And like, no people come up and ask for autographs. I'm sure he gives autographs, but...
He can't wrestle again, though.
How come?
Yeah, he had a heart attack. He had a massive heart attack.
Oh, when?
3 months ago.
Damn. That's about the last time I was on a podcast.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're working every day.
Time flies when you're getting deflowered by Y2J.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get to our awards.
Let's do our awards.
Match of the night, I think we both agree.
It was Angle versus Triple H.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Worst match of the night, though.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with Mr. Perfect Kane.
Yeah, that was awful.
We're synced up, like two women. Who's your star of the night?
Ovulating the same. My star of the night.
On the count of three. One, two, three. RVD. Hey! Props. Now, worst of the night. One, two, three. Mr. Perfect. Oh my gosh. All
right. Too bad we don't disagree. Now, what was your spot of the night?
I don't even know if you can say it on the count of three, but one, two, three.
That was great. We never watched the promos between them before. This was fun.
Yeah, we do it now for the series. We make sure we watch every piece of content.
There's a whole show that goes on.
Yeah, it's like, almost like there's a story. And if we don't watch it, we don't get the story.
But there's still good wrestling involved. Yeah. You know, not quite the level of Terry Morton Jr. stuff, but you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Like when he drowned Brian Pillman Jr. Remember that? And then someone threw a chair at you, so I kicked it back at them. You remember that? That was the best Kapow show we ever went to.
KFW.
Beg your pardon. Is Kapow still a thing?
No.
What the fudge, man?
But don't worry. NGW is. Buy your tickets, bitch.
Son. Buy bitch. Your tickets.
Botch of the night. Worst spot of the night. One, two,
oh,
three.
Hold on. Was the worst spot? Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. Mr. Perfect
chokeslam.
Yes!
That was... He forgot to sell it, or he was so out of sorts that night.
Yeah.
That's terrible, dude. How'd he die?
Drug overdose. From a heart attack. Due to... Alright.
Damn.
I know. Final grade. Count of three.
One, two, three. I do it mathematically. It was a 2.8. You round up.
The segments carried the show for me tonight.
They were fun. They were fun.
Wow, man.
We're Stone Cold versus Kurt Angle wasn't exactly a match. It may as well have been a match when he got arrested. That was hilarious. Nice. Come on.
This has been the most in sync we've been on a podcast ever.
You think so? And you're over here yawning.
Let me share. Well, I watched a 2.5-hour Spider-Man movie.
That was 2.5 hours?
And it was worth every second.
Was it? Okay. All right.
Marissa
Tomei.
Zendaya.
Zendaya doesn't deserve to wash Tinashe's panties, okay? Have you ever seen Tinashe? Are you kidding me? Why is she not famous? Her music sucks.
That's why. Okay. That's why.
But have you ever seen, does Zendaya's music good?
Yeah.
Really?
And her acting's really good.
I don't know if Tinashe could act or not, but if that woman's in focus, dog. Come on. She's way more beautiful than Zendaya. Tinashe is more beautiful than Beyonce. I'm saying it.
So this has been the No Disqualifications podcast. I'm just trying to refuse so it's getting fired and canceled by all you whoremongers out there. I don't know. By whom? Them.
Them. I work at Flowers Baking Company.
The ambiguous them.
Yeah, them.
We lost the ambiguous still... they as well. This has been the No Disqualifications podcast. I'm Adrian, and we are back with Laz.
I'm Laszlo. One love.